This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Mighty Mighty Boss Tones, Thursday morning, New York City. Nice to have you with us. Al and Jerry till 6 o'clock. Hey, it's going to be 88. Partly sunny today down the Jersey Shore. Make sure you check out the Duke's condo right there on the ocean.
Do not check out my condo. Do not be looking in there.
You missed it, though. I hit the post.
You did hit the post.
Perfectly.
Because you used to play this song a lot.
Yeah, we did play that. That is true.
The impression that I get, Mighty Boss Tones.
I actually bought that CD because of that song.
Me too.
I don't know if I liked anything else on the disc.
Yeah, there was one other song. I don't remember what it was, but there was one other song on there that I liked.
Okay.
And then after that, it was...
Do you remember what the name of the disc was?
I do not.
Yeah, I don't either.
Normally, I'm pretty good at that.
I know you are.
Yeah. I'm angry at myself, Jerry, right now.
When God Was Great?
Nope.
Yeah. Okay.
Nope, nope, nope.
With the impression that I get.
I'll know it when you say it. And I know that's incorrect.
All right, let's see here. Mighty, Mighty Boss Tones, the impression that doesn't say what...
I know where I can get it. I can get it right here, where I am. The Rascal King was that... The name of that album was Let's Face It.
Okay.
The Rascal King is another song that was on that record.
Rascal King?
And Royal Oil.
Rascal King rings a bell. Royal Oil does not.
Yeah.
I'll tell you, I'm looking at the lyrics. I'd have to hear this.
Which one you want? Rascal King?
I'm sure I know it.
Let's see.
Oh, okay. Dun, dun. I got you. Yep.
Maybe I add this to the rotation.
You could. A little pop to it when you get started.
I'm going
to
put this on the Boomer and Geo list.
Are these guys... Think these guys are touring?
Yes.
For real?
Yes, I do.
All right, so let's see. 2022 tour dates. Well, it comes right up. Let's see. No, maybe not. I don't think so.
All right. Well, listen, we'd love to have you back, Mighty Mighty Boston. You got to get on that tour with Everclear. That'd be awesome. And Fastball.
Oh, that would be funny. No, it looks like they are playing. I take it back. Wow. No, I'm sorry. No upcoming events for the Mighty Mighty Boss Tones.
All right.
So they're giving me ones that I might be interested in instead of.
Like, if you're interested in Mighty Mighty Boss Tones, though, they're not playing, you might be interested in this
Streetlight Manifesto.
Don't know who that is.
Dispatch.
Nope.
They're playing Jones Beach, by the way.
Oh, the Dispatch
with
is
playing. OAR.
Yeah, with OAR. I keep seeing the signs on the parkway.
You know who else is playing in that show?
Who?
No Special Sauce, but...
G-Love.
Yes. So you got Dispatch with OAR and G-Love.
All right.
But no, who was the special sauce?
Special sauce.
Don't do that.
G-Love. A special sauce must have been his backing band.
Okay.
He was G-Love and then special sauce.
And then you've got Los Fabulosos Cadillacs. They're playing the Palladium and the Slackers.
That's a good name for a band, the Slackers.
The Slackers?
Yeah.
If you hear the word slacker, does any movie come to mind?
No.
Back to the Future doesn't come to mind?
No.
Really?
Does You're not cross my mind.
No? Okay.
No. Never mind.
Like, just like your dad was.
Right, special sauce.
That was your shout out to G-Love.
No, that was McDonald's.
Special sauce.
That was supposed to, I remember Craig asked me to do the Big Mac song or something.
Yeah.
I didn't.
Special sauce.
Wasn't aware of one.
Yeah, you nailed it though.
No, I did not nail it.
Didn't nail it?
That was terrible. I made it up on the fly.
Oh.
Special sauce and lettuce and tomato and onion and pickle. The Big Mac. Two beef patties and special sauce on a bun. Cheese, onions, and pickles.
That's pretty good. I would use that as my jingle.
No, it's not.
It's not what it was, though.
I would use that as my jingle.
And that was terrible.
Burger King used to be have it your way at Burger King.
Okay. What is Wendy's? Aside from awesome, what is their slogan?
I don't remember.
Where's the beef?
Where's the beef was
the that was years ago, though. That's not anymore. Right?
They're bringing it back, Jerry.
Now, maybe. She's passed, though.
Where's the beef? I'm going to be the new Where's the Beef woman. Where's the beef?
Where's the Bobby approved beef?
Grass-fed, right.
Is this beef grass-fed?
You know what I came across the other day? It was the Golden Girls?
Yeah.
They're all passed, right? Or is Estelle Getty still alive?
Not sure.
Because she was the youngest of the bunch, was she not? Even though she played the mom?
Just Google it.
Yeah.
What would he possibly Google for that?
Estelle Getty.
How old is the oldest mom?
Well, no, hold on. Betty Davis, we know, just passed away.
Well, you mean
Betty White.
Betty White.
I'm sorry.
You're thinking of Betty Davis.
That
eyes.
Was a while ago.
Sorry about that. Yes, Betty Davis.
Jerry's
eyes.
Got Betty Davis eyes.
Oh, Estelle Getty passed away in 2008. Oh, she was old.
Been a little while.
Yeah. No, she was like, she bit. Was, wow. 77 plus 8, she was 85.
Good run.
Very good run. No, absolutely. Solid. Yeah.
Jerry, I was reading about Saquon Barkley.
Didn't Rue McClanahan call into the Joe and Evan show?
Did she?
Right? You remember that, Eddie?
To talk with
I
Joe?
I do not.
Yes. She did.
I do not
I
recall
know
that.
She did. Yes. And she has since passed away, too. Good Lord. Anyway, God, I'm sorry.
Saquon Barkley, Jerry, has, I guess he's had an acupuncture therapist for a couple of years now.
Good for him.
You ever do acupuncture?
No.
I did it once on a cruise. I went to, the spa on a cruise.
To get acupuncture?
Yeah, because my...
That's pins, right?
Yeah, those little thin needles.
Yeah.
And I had lower back pain, so I was like, I'm going to go.
Why not try?
Yeah, why not try? I'm feeling good. I'm on a cruise. We were at sea that day. And I went in there, and all I kept thinking was, I had all these needles in my lower back, was if the boat hits a wave and I fall off this table, will all these needles go all the way into my body?
But you got through it okay.
I did.
Did you feel better?
I did.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do it. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us. Mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast. You'll be glad you did.
See, I've heard a lot of conflicting reports from people that have tried acupuncture. Yeah. Some swear by it. Some say it does nothing. And others say it works for a little while. But that's why you got to keep going back. So I don't know. I've never tried it. I've never had a massage. I've never had acupuncture. Nothing.
Yeah. It's I don't understand how acupuncture would work. I guess it's an ancient...
It's on your head.
Well, they say it does hit release points in okay. your body. Just like you ever see the foot massages where they do foot therapy, where if you walk in and you go, I have a headache, they know where on your foot to press to release your headache. Like the bottom of your foot.
I would sign up for that.
Yeah, the bottom of your foot has different.
So why don't we all do that then? Why don't we take
know.
An Advil?
Because we don't trust it. We think it's a...
But if it works, so you can do it one time, and if it works, you don't need the Advil anymore.
There are foot massage places in New Jersey that are legit foot massage places. Like in New York.
They're not foot fetish massage places.
Right. Like if you are in New York City and you see a foot massage place, it's probably code for...
What, Al?
Some sort of sexual thing.
Okay.
But in New Jersey, it's actual foot massage.
All of New Jersey.
I don't... Well, there are some places that I know are legit.
Okay.
Foot massage places.
Because you've gone.
I've not gone.
You've never gone.
Okay. Anybody that has a foot fetish, you just go work in a shoe store.
You could do that.
Right?
Massaging people's feet.
Oh, yeah.
That's so creepy.
Gina goes to a foot massage place.
Wow.
Yeah. But there are parts on the bottom of your feet where if you have back pain, they would know to massage this part of your foot to help
so
your back.
So why just massage the whole foot, and at some point you'll hit the spot?
Yes. Well, I guess right? That's what they do at some of these foot massage places. But some of them are very rough.
All right, next, does it matter which foot?
That's also a good question. I don't know.
I'll have to do both feet. Next headache I get, I'm going to try this.
You're going to go to a foot massage
place? And I get at least one a week. No, I'm going to try and massage my own foot.
Oh, you're going to look on the internet?
I'm going to try and find where the pressure points are. Yes, and I'm going to sit there with my ugly feet, and I'm going to try and figure it out so I don't pump more medicine into my body.
Can you record this for digital?
No, here's why.
You giving yourself a foot massage?
Like even on the beach last week in Myrtle Beach, we had a conversation about feet. It was guys, girl, whatever. They're gross.
Yeah, most feet are very gross.
So I have no interest in displaying that for digital or for anything. I'm good.
I agree.
I'll deal with my own feet. I don't want to see anyone else's, and I sure don't want to show you mine. Ugh.
Feet are disgusting.
They're nasty.
Especially when stuff gets under your toenails.
And if they smell.
Ugh.
Good God.
Ugh.
But I will try.
Okay.
I will absolutely
I'm going to print you out a chart for your feet, Jerry.
Okay.
So you know
where the points are?
Yeah, where to massage.
I'm in.
If that don't work, if you have any needles around your house, just stick those in there. Give yourself acupuncture.
Needles, no. You know what I never understood? I don't know, we're way off. I don't know what we're doing.
No, we're not.
Here,
we're talking about Saquon Barkley's acupuncture therapist.
People that lie on those bed of needles.
Yes.
And for like shows. And the whole sword thing down your throat.
Yeah, that I don't
know. How is that possible? That's got to be. That can't be legit.
Yeah, like the guys lay on a bed of nails. And
right.
Then when they get up, they have all those holes in their back. So they are laying on the bed of nails.
So they have good pain threshold.
I guess. But you're right. The sword swallowers.
Yeah, they say that can't be. There's something going on there.
That's real.
That can't be real.
It does. If you know how to line up your throat and your whatever that pipe is that leads down to your
the
stomach,
pipe.
You could put a sword down there.
No, you couldn't. You want to try and throw a sword down your throat?
I don't. I'm not trained sword swallower.
Well, how do you even get trained for that? To take a sword down your throat? Like, think about it. It's kind of like, even like gymnastics, all right? Back to sports for a second, sort of. If you're a gymnast, to get to that professional level, you've had so much trial and error.
Right.
You've probably broken limbs. You've probably had sprains. You've had all sorts of issues.
Okay.
To put a sword down your throat, you're cutting up your throat.
Here's how they do it. You don't practice the first time. You don't take a sharp sword the first time you're trying it and shove it down your throat.
So you're just going to gag?
You're going to start with softer items.
Like what? Like what? Exactly.
Kielbasa.
You're such an idiot. I'm trying to have a serious conversation, you jackass.
Well, they must use something.
What are you, Cameron Maben all of a sudden?
They must use something like a Nerf sword or something.
Come on. Oh, he'd be gagging the whole time. And who wants to do that?
Well, that's the thing. The people who
morons, that's who.
But the people.
Sword swallowers.
The people who are sword swallowers.
Sword swallowers.
I bet you know what? You know how Eddie can drink a whole beer in one thing?
Shotgun it.
Yeah, without going.
Can we shove a sword down your throat?
I bet Eddie would be a good sword swallower.
No?
Not interested.
I didn't think so.
Sword swallowers.
All right, we got to take a break. When we come back, we'll get you to Boomer.
Sword swallowers.
Maybe they do. I don't know what they do on the weekends. I have no idea. But right now, we'll get you to Amy Lawrence, Odyssey Sports Minute on Tua.
It's the dynamic duo of Al and Jerry, the superheroes of WFAN.
All right, 30 seconds left. Boomer and Gio coming up at 6. Mets win, Yankees lose.
Jerry, I want to do a birthday shout out.
To who?
Hulk Hogan.
Oh.
Turns 69.
69! First time you
69.
69! Yep. The Hulkster is
69.
69.
Still taking testosterone?
69.
69.
Nope, I don't think so.
No,
he's
so
not wrestling
flabby
anymore. I don't know if he's flabby. He's still Hulkamania. Jerry's
but
still.
But I thought once you start taking that, you keep taking it.
Yeah, probably.
All right.
Jerry's taking his vitamins.
Do you look like a woman yet?
No. No. Hulkster will never look like a woman, Jerry.
If you put a wig on and a little scarf,
sword swallowers.
WFAN-FM. WFAN-FM HD1. New York. Always live on the free Odyssey app.